Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
It's Saturday, August 24th, 2013, and we're going to have our monthly episode of Paradigm Shifters Principles for Life and Success. However, before we begin Paradigm Shifters Principles for Life and Success, we got some stuff we got to kind of like take care of. I got some unfinished business I have to address because I kind of missed some things. So I'm going to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of the people that I didn't get a chance to this. Okay, so now that I've gotten my unfinished business out of the way, now we have to move on over to Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success with none other than Steve Duncanson and Marilyn Ocasio-Medina. Here we go.
Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. Once again, appreciate you taking the time to be with us today and looking forward to sharing some value with you that you can use to apply in your life to take you from one level to the next. As you know, I don't do the show by myself. I am aided and co-hosted by a really young lady who's got a lot of knowledge and experience herself, and I'm glad that she's on the line with me here today. So, Marilyn Ocasio-Medina, how are you today, Marilyn?
Hi, Steve. Hi, Aurelia. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I am doing well in spite of a roller coaster that I've been on lately, an emotional roller coaster, but I'm staying strong for my family.
All right, great. Well, we'll talk about that roller coaster in just a little bit. Aurelia, you still on the line, Aurelia?
I'm here.
So, who did you forget to call for their birthday? This is a confession right now. Who did you forget to call for their birthday?
Well, I know you got a text from me on your birthday, which was the 20th. Yes. And right. Stacy, if you're listening out there, I didn't forget. I just didn't call you. So this one's for you, too. And all the other people that I really didn't get a chance to, she just got it. I just got a text from Stacy. Thank you very much. So,
all right, all the Leos, holla.
Yeah. Yes, Leos are good people to have in your realm of friendships. So, you know, good people.
That's very cool. Well, on behalf of myself and all the other the Leo birthdays that you are recognizing, thank you very much. It is certainly glad to be here for another birthday. I think some of what we're talking about here today is going to lend itself to it, but I recognize that we get to a certain point in our life where people aren't making it to late ages in life. You know, as much as even though the national average for lifespan is longer, I think many of us can identify people who have gone too soon. In fact, I was just looking at this past week at I think it was a People magazine, and it has a list of top 20 celebrities gone too soon. I think we all can identify people like that. So I'm certainly grateful, key word today, grateful to have been able to celebrate a birthday this year, and certainly not something to take for granted. in which, again, is a great segue into what we're going to be covering today. As many of you may have heard, I'm not sure whether she mentioned at this point, Marilyn is in Puerto Rico right now. Is that correct, Marilyn?
Yes, I am.
Hold yeah, on. And she's down there. And you said you're hot?
What's that?
Did you say you're hot?
Yes, I am in Puerto Rico. And it's very
you're
hot.
In Puerto Rico, and you're hot. Oh, it's very hot. Okay, all right. Cool. All right. Now, I wasn't pushing up on you anything like that. Just, hey, let's start the show over. Let's keep our PG-13 rating going.
And I also celebrated my dad's birthday yesterday, and it was my son's birthday 2 days ago on the 22nd. He turned 17, so I wanted to say happy birthday. I wasn't able to be there with him, so my heart feels so divided right now. But I know that he had a very nice birthday, and I had a nice birthday here with my dad yesterday.
Well, that's great. Wonderful to be able to have celebrated those. Yeah, we do know that you are down there under some circumstances that are not necessarily the best, and it's kind of motivated you, inspired you with regard to what we're going to be talking about today. So I'd like to just hand it over to you, if you would, Marilyn, and share with our listeners what's on your heart today, if you will.
Yeah, well, this month has been, like I said in the beginning of the call, it's been an emotional roller coaster. There's been two weddings that I've celebrated, but I've gone from one wedding to a funeral, from the funeral to another wedding, and then when I flew back from my best friend's wedding in Colorado, I get back home and then I get the news that my one of my favorite uncles passed away in Puerto Rico, which is my dad's brother, and so it's been so many mixed emotions. And it's been a time of reflection. There's been a lot of deaths this month, and I just heard of one today and two other ones this week, and it's been tough, and my heart goes out to everyone that has lost their loved ones, and I'm just very glad that I am able to be here with my father, which is very, very special, and that I can be here with him and my family. And it's just a time to reflect on life and our loved ones, and to know that we are here temporarily, and we seem to forget that. And when we have our loved ones, we have to remember that we have to give them love, and the time to love is today. The time to love is now. You know, there's so many times that I hear about people that are upset at one of their parents or one of their siblings or family member, and we have no guarantee of what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow is not guaranteed, so not only be grateful for the life that we have every day when we wake up in the morning, to be grateful that we are alive and to be grateful for our loved ones and to show them that love, because the best gift that we can give someone is our time. And it's something that we're never going to get back. The time that we have to love someone and to give them, that's our life. That's the part of our life that we will never, ever get back. And love is something that will last forever. Things don't last forever. We were born on this earth with nothing, and we're leaving with nothing. So the things that are most valuable and the things that are most important are the things that we don't see. It's the things that are invisible. And love is one of those things. Love is an energy. Love is something that we feel and that we have to give to one another. We have to love life, and we have to love our relatives and our friends while we have them here and show them that we love them. Because like I said, tomorrow is no guarantee.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, it's very easy to go through life and get caught up with the things that are not really all that important and miss what really is, and taking for granted people that we see every day and and assuming that we will continue to see them every day. And it's oftentimes it's not until we lose someone, something that we think about how valuable they were to us. But I think many of, I know my grandparents, specifically my grandmother used to say this, and I'm sure many of us heard it said before, and they said, you know, give me my flowers while I'm alive, right? Appreciate me now. That's definitely something we don't do enough of, but that we should not take for granted what it is that we have as far as people in our life, possessions, capabilities. I mean, those things that can easily get lost. And so for us to take a moment and to exercise the universal law of gratitude, and gratitude is the seed for more. The more grateful you are, the greater the likelihood that you will attain more beyond what you presently have. Whether it has to be present, a greater level of relationship, a deeper level of relationship, a continuing relationship. You find its applicability across many different lines, but ultimately it begins with that seed of gratitude, being grateful for our lives and grateful for who we have. And what were the other lessons that you learned from this roller coaster ride that you'd want to share with our listeners?
Can you say that one more time?
I said, what were the other lessons learned on this roller coaster ride that you'd want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, there's a lot of lessons learned. And like I said, one of the lessons is to be sure to express our love to one another and not wait until tomorrow, and not the time to do it is now. And something that I realized was there were relatives that, two cousins of mine that I'm so close to. And when I saw them, which are the daughters of my uncle that passed away, and they just lost their mom one not even a year ago. And when I saw them, he tells me, do you realize that we haven't seen each other in over 20 years? And time goes by so fast that you don't even think about it. You don't even realize it. So I said, oh, my God, I didn't realize that so many years went by. I hadn't seen my cousins. I wasn't really staying in touch with them. And that was a lesson for me and for everyone, because I spoke at my uncle's burial. I did a eulogy, and I wasn't prepared to. My dad asked me to, and that's one of the things that I said. Let's not wait for a time like this for the family to get together. We haven't seen each other in so many years, and one of the things that my uncle loved was for the family to get together. And here I am, 20 years had gone by, and I hadn't seen his daughters that I love so much. They're like sisters to me. We went to school together. And so that was one lesson, to know and remember that we have to stay in touch with our family members and not wait so many years and not wait for something like this to happen before we take the time to stay in touch with our family members, to see them. And if we can't see them, to call them, reach out to them. And we're so busy that we have to make sure that we do whatever we can and take time out of our schedules. If we have to, do whatever it takes, because the priority in life is love. That's what it comes down to. Everyone needs to be loved and to love. That's the most important thing in life. Like I said, the most powerful things in the world are the invisible things when you come to think about it. So that was one of the lessons.
So interesting that you should mention that. This past July, last month, I had my family reunion. We do it every 2 years, every 2 or 3 years, it depends. And this year it was in Orlando, and we had about 100 of us that came together, and everyone was saying a similar sort of thing about how we miss each other, not seeing each other for periods of time, and the sacrifice that we make to come together at the reunion, the value of the reunion, to once again gather each other around family values, to gather each other around celebrations of accomplishments and things of that sort, and getting even to meet people that you didn't know were part of your family. We had one young lady, most specifically, that and then the wonders of Facebook, how she saw the Duncanson family page, and she made some inquiries of her own family and found out that she's a second cousin, and she'd never met any of us. She lived in Jamaica, and anyway, she came to the reunion, and she said she felt like she's known us all her life, but yet there's so many more we haven't known yet, and just the value that can be added to one's life when you get to, you know, you get to connect with each other, connect with family. You recognize that that's one of the first institutions that got established was family, you know, and for us to take advantage of that in a positive light is something that we should all certainly do. So even committing out of this, having a family reunion, doing a family tree, right, a genealogy, find out who's where, to locate one another, not waiting until a death or some sort of tragedy to get together, but to commit to staying connected with each other throughout the course of the years. And so I would agree that that's certainly critically important dynamics for us all to engage. What else did you have, Marilyn? What other part of the lesson can you share with us today?
I think another lesson is that we tend to forget that we're here on this earth temporarily. And, you know, our bodies are made to live forever. Our brains are wired where we feel like we're going to live forever, and we think we're going to live forever. And we're here temporarily, and it's very painful when we lose a loved one. It's extremely painful because we know that we're going to miss them. But I also look at it as the time to celebrate life, not the death. To celebrate the years that person lived on this earth, and the good memories and the legacy that's left behind is love. Doesn't matter what you did or what you had, but what matters is how you treated people. That's how people are going to remember you. When I was also talking about my uncle, I was talking about how he was always smiling, how he was always full of love, how he loved his family, how he treated people. And that's what people are going to remember. So you have to ask yourself, how do I want to be remembered? What is it that I want to leave? And what you want to leave is a legacy of love. That's what you want to leave. And the lesson to remember is that we're here temporarily, and you have to make the best out of this life that we have. And you're the director of your and the creator of your own life. What is it? How do you want to make this life? We have a choice. We have a choice to be happy. We have a choice to be grateful, to look at the things that we have, not the things that we're lacking, or not the. It's all about when we have that shift in life. It's because of our perception. Because two people could be living the same exact life, and one could be looking at it in a total dark way and being miserable and sad and happy because they don't have love. And then the other person can have the same exact life, but they have a different perception because they have love and they're happy. So know that during this time that we're here on this earth, that we want to love, we want to give love, we want to be happy, we want to make the best out of our lives, and to be prepared, knowing that we're on a temporary assignment. We are a spirit living in a physical body here temporarily, and just to know that we need to be strong in a time like this, because it's something that is the inevitable. And, yeah, just to remember that our life is temporary and that we have to make the best out of it. And live our dreams, and not die with the music inside. And that's something I always say. And there's so many people that were authors, that were doctors, that were inventors, but only in their mind, because they never took action and they never lived their dream, and they died with the music inside. So my message to everyone is, if you have that music inside of you, to live the dream that you have, and that anything is possible.
Right. Well, it's certainly a good message and something to be reminded of, that we are only here for a period of time, and while we're here, to make the best of that time, to invest in relationships, to understand what legacy is, value in the present, cultivated for the future, right? And you can't wait until the end to determine what legacy you want to leave. You got to determine that now. And it's going to be based on what you do at this particular point in time. That's going to determine the legacy that's left. And there's many of us know the story of the dash, right? That
that's the person my favorite.
That passes away.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a person passes away, that they have the date of birth and then they have the date of death. But in between that is what their life was all about, only represented by a dash. But in that dash is everything that person contributed in life. And so what has been your contribution? Ask yourself the question, who will have lived because you've died? Well, what have people become by virtue of your life? What has been left? And so all of us have to be able to answer that with a great degree, I guess hearing all that noise in the background, if you are, I apologize. Not in the sense, please.
Say that again.
I think he dropped off real quick. I don't know what happened. So anyway, basically, I'm just going to chime in real quickly and just say that, you know, we live this life and we want to be able to make connections that are beneficial to ourselves and to other people. We want to leave a legacy, as he said, of people saying that, you know, great things about us. And if they do say not so great things about us, we cross paths. We've interacted with them. We've changed their life and they've changed ours. And we have to embrace that and accept that. The other beautiful thing about it is, and which is something that me and Marilyn discussed earlier, was the fact that when you're here on this earth, you're limited in what you can do and what you cannot do. However, when you are released from your body and you become a heavenly spirit, you have so much more going for you, to know that that angel is now, the heavenly spirit now is watching over you. And they have so much more ability to watch over you and assist you and keep an eye out for you than they ever had before. I always believe that the person never lives. I mean, they never die. Their spirit lives on and on in us because it is a spirit and it transforms us. And when they leave part of themselves with us. So they live inside of us. And we can always reach forward and look at what they left inside of us to always connect ourselves to them whenever we need to. And it doesn't matter when, how, what, they're always with you and it will always be with you.
Aurelia, no? You're making me cry.
Don't. Okay,
Aurelia, that was so beautiful. Oh, my God, so it couldn't have been said any better than that. Thank you so much for those beautiful words, Aurelia. And what Steve mentioned about the dash, that's my favorite. Because there's, if you Google the dash, there's a video on that, there's a book. It's so beautiful. And when he mentioned the dash, right, if you look at the dash between the year you were born and the year that you died on the tombstone, that was short, you know, and I always tell people the dash, that represents our life and it's so short, so live your dash. So when he mentioned that, I lit up because that's one of my favorite, you know, stories to tell people about the dash, how we should live our dash.
Okay, I'm getting feedback right now.
Okay, great.
Because he's having troubles reconnecting, so I'm trying to dial him right now. So you're going to hear a dial tone temporarily.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you back. Good.
Oh, all right. We still on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I apologize, everyone.
We were just talking about the Dash and how that's my favorite and how it's I always tell people that it's so short and it represents our life, so I always tell people to live their Dash.
Yeah, well, if that's what the focus of the conversation was, I would certainly agree that was that's critically important. If folks walk away with that to about living in the moment, so we want to plan for the future, but live as you want to live like you won't. There is no tomorrow. You want to plan for tomorrow, but live like there isn't one. Right? And so. To not wait till later to tell people that you love them, not wait till later to show your appreciation for them, to keep in mind that it's not simply what you do now, it's what's gonna be left after you're gone. What would you have built that would last beyond yourself? And I think if those are the things that we can meditate on, I think those will lend themselves towards creating great value for us moving forward. And So I see real benefit there.
Oh, good.
Anything else we want to add today?
Oh, yeah. When we talk about living in the moment and making our lives the best life possible while we're still here, what's this challenge you got going?
I missed that question.
What's this challenge you got going?
Oh, well, that's going to take us a little bit of a different direction, and I think I want to hold on to that till next month.
You
just
sure?
Know that, yeah, I think I want to hold on to that next one. It's going to take us a bit different directions, a bit more fun, a little more upbeat sort of thing. But, you know, it's what we always talk about are goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a challenge goal that I set for myself and a group of us others and that we've been engaging in. And I'd like to tell all listeners all about it, but again, I think I want to make next month. But, you know, goals are, having them are critically important. So what goals do you have in your life? You know, what do you want to be able to accomplish? And it really is a living out, not a concept, but a living out of the five most important questions in life. There are really six most important questions, but just for now, right, the five most important questions. I'm not going to put you on the spot, either you or Marilyn, and ask what those five questions are. I'll just repeat them. As many of our listeners should have already known and written them down in the past, but it's one thing of writing a thing down, knowing something intuitively or cognitively, and another thing with applying it in life. And so hopefully we sit down and really answer these questions and then take action based on it. So the questions are, what do you want? Why do you want it? Why don't you have it? When do you want it? And what are you willing to do to get it? And so the goal that little challenge that I've got going on is a living out of those five things. And when we come together next month, I'll expound on that a little more in a particular context, and put the challenge out there to everybody. All right,
okay.
Here's what we know, that what if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. If it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. And so ultimately what we want to be able to get to change, to become the best that we possibly can be.
And
fair
that's
enough?
Good. That's fair. And also it does stick, you know, it stays with the theme of today's show, because had we not have had the experience with those that we've come in contact with, we would not have been a changed person. Because it's always something that happens that spirals us to make a change, to make a alter our way of thinking, alter our way of doing things. And oftentimes it happens when we lose someone or when we gain something. So with keeping this, you know, all in context, all of this usually, as for Marilyn's sake, she lost her connection with her her family member, and they joined the Heavenly Society. However, she reconnected with some cousins, so she's lost and gained at the same time. And that's usually how it goes, because I believe that God gives and takes. So, you know, he doesn't completely leave you lost. He always gives something back for whatever it is he removes from you. So that's the way I look at things, and that's my perspective on this. And Marilyn?
Yes, thank you once again, Aurelia, for those beautiful words. And, once again, I'll just recap on just, making sure that we don't wait until tomorrow because there's no guarantee, and that, the best expression of love is time, and the best gift that you can give someone is your time and spending time with that person. That's the best gift that we can give anyone, and it's something that we can never get back.
Excellent. Well, speaking of time, we're out of our time here today, and we do thank you for your expression of value for us, those of you who listen to the program live, and those of you who will tune in later on. Thank you for your investment of time you shared with us. We look forward to being with you next time, where we can continue to share principles for life and success. I'm Steve Duncanson from Marilyn and Aurelia. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next month. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. God bless. Bye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.